Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Gloria Klinger. Her address is 1620 SAWPECK Way, WAY, Paradise, California, 95969, phone 530-519-3567. ID is XXX-XX-6459, date of birth 7/29/1960, 62-year-old, divorced, employed woman, clerk, pharmacy is... her insurance is Blue Cross / Blue Shield. Pharmacy is Walgreens East, 530-899-0887. It's addressed to Robert Grigg, G-R-I-G-G-P-A, 6470 Pence Road. That's Paradise Medical Group, 6470 Pence Road. Paradise, California, 95969-3674. Phone is 530-872-6650. Fax 530-877-7260. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of severe fatigue. Subparagraph, recent complaints of possible cognitive decline. Current medications. Oh, below that should say subparagraph, history of treated bipolar disorder. Then it should say current medications. Desvenlafaxine, 100 milligram tablets, extended release. One daily, clonazepam 1 milligram, one tablet PRM for a severe panic attack, omeprazole 20 milligrams delayed release, one capsule by mouth daily, topical estradiol cream, lamotrigine 200 milligrams, one tablet daily, bupropion 150 milligrams, extended release 24-hour tablet, one tablet by mouth daily. Ondansetron 4 milligrams, one by mouth every 12 hours for nausea. Atorvastatin 20 milligrams, one tablet by mouth daily. Temazepam 30 milligrams, one tablet by mouth at bedtime. New paragraph. Current medical problems, dyslipidemia, the list is vertically, dyslipidemia, below that, a GERD. Panic disorder. Colonic polyps. Memory impairment. Previous problems, tobacco dependence syndrome, acute sinusitis, chronic sinusitis, gastroenteritis, breast pain, vaginitis, menopause, symptoms, shoulder pain, neck pain, limb pain, dizziness and giddiness, malaise and fatigue, amnesia, headache, close fracture of the ankle, family history of mental disorder, comma, ischemic heart disease, rectal and anal hemorrhage. New paragraph, previous medications, Seroquel, Colace, prednisone, Nizoral shampoo, clarithromycin, phentermine, ginger root, flaxseed oil, famotidine, tretinoin gel, Cipro tablets, metronidazole, hydroxyzine, gabapentin, Halcyon, Nasonex, Curtilac, spironolactone, rizatriptan, Bactrim, Flonase, coenzyme Q10, cinnamon, green tea, multiple vitamin, calcium with D, Seroquel, Osteobiflex, Dear Robert, Greg, and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Gloria Klinger for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. Gloria gives a profound history of not only difficulty with cognition, but substantial fatigue, where she feels having trouble just getting out of bed. New paragraph. She has had not had a home sleep test, which will be completed for additional diagnostic evaluation to exclude obstructive sleep apnea. New paragraph. She gives an important psychosocial history of significant familial psychosocial stressors with her father, who has now moved out from the house and has moved away, leaving her in a sense, abandoned and alone. New paragraph. She describes substantial ongoing fatigue that is impairing, where she has difficulty with recollection, for example, in just driving a car. New paragraph. MR imaging of the brain was accomplished at Open Systems Imaging and showed no evidence of hippocampal atrophy to suggest dementia of the Alzheimer's variety. New paragraph. By her report, she was told she might have B12 deficiency. New paragraph. Her neurological examination today, other than unsteadiness and some ataxia, would seem to be consistent with just cognitive dysfunction in some form of encephalopathy. New paragraph. In consideration of this history and presentation, I'm initiating B12 injections at this time as a therapeutic challenge. Should she respond, she'll be obtaining B12 injections twice a week while we provide additional nutritional supplementation with a women's general vitamin that she will pick up at Walgreens, where she works, as a cashier. New paragraph. She may need a diagnostic electroencephalogram. New paragraph, I'm going to have her complete the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders quality of life questionnaires for a broader assessment of her current capacity and function. New paragraph, I'll be ordering laboratory studies to exclude metabolic and other nutritional factors and disorders that would be consistent with an encephalopathy. New paragraph, diagnostic electroencephalogram may need to be completed. New paragraph, I will send a follow-up report when she returns. Subparagraph, she'll contact us if she experiences a substantial improvement in her sense of energy with the B12 challenge. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report when she returns, period.